Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature. I'm Michael Atwood. Wintertime, and the living ain't easy. During winter, many of Indiana's streams, rivers, lakes, and ponds freeze over. Some species deal with winter by hibernating, some migrate south, some just cope with the cold, and some just die. Grim. The cold, sunless days of winter are hard for many of us, but for some of our scaly aquatic friends, winter can be fatal. Winter fish kills happen every year. They are characterized by distressed fish gasping for air in shallow, ice-covered bodies of water. The fish suffocate from the lack of dissolved oxygen available in the winter. In the spring, large numbers of dead fish appear on the surface when the water warms. Not a pleasant sight, but a natural occurrence nonetheless. As it gets colder and ice forms, water cannot be recharged with oxygenated air. Oxygen levels are decreased even further when snow blankets the ice and blocks out the sunlight that aquatic plants use for photosynthesis and oxygen production. Slowly, the water is depleted of oxygen until there is little or none left. Shallower bodies of water, such as lakes and ponds, are more likely to exhibit winter fish kills because they have a low storage capacity for oxygen and higher rates of oxygen-consuming decomposition. But usually, enough fish survive, either in the lake or in connecting waters, to restore fish populations within a couple of years.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about winter fish kills and how to help deter them in Indiana's streams, rivers, lakes, and ponds is at nature.org/Indiana.